Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It is far worse than we thought. The so-called Equality Act puts abortion on steroids. This is a bill that has been introduced in the House. It's going to be working its way through the Senate. It is the most significant threat to religious freedom, to freedom, and even to the sanctity of human life. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, the so-called Equality Act has been speeding through the House, and the next section of Congress will be the U.S. Senate. I believe we can and we must stop it on the Senate side. On the House side, it's H.R. 5. On the Senate side, it's S. 788. But Matt, this particular bill, it's amazing. As you look more into this bill, you begin to realize how more widespread and broad this bill is. It adds, as we've mentioned before, sexual orientation and gender identity to a number of federal laws, including the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that includes race. It adds sexual orientation and race to the same level, gender identity and race to the same level. But it goes further because in the definition section, sexual orientation and gender identity is defined to mean, and I'm quoting, quote, pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition, close quote. In other words, under the terms of this bill, pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition, it says, shall not receive less favorable treatment than other physical conditions, close quote. So what does that mean for abortion? It means that H.R. 5 will expand abortion. It will ultimately overrule most of the abortion restriction laws, the clinic regulation laws. This puts abortion on steroids on a federal level in multiple areas of the law. And it's not just on the federal level. It requires state and local governments and private entities to comply with the provisions of this bill.
Right, which would also obliterate freedom of conscience. So Catholic or Christian medical providers would be forced, would be compelled by this law to perform abortions. Catholic hospitals could not opt to not participate in abortion. So it's an affront against religious freedom and freedom of conscience in general,
yeah,
among other things.
So take this for example. A Catholic hospital, a Christian hospital, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist hospital, Jewish hospital, whatever it might be, a religiously affiliated hospital. If they were now, under the federal law, to say, we're not going to perform that procedure on you because of your race. Well, obviously, your natural reaction, and it would be right, that's illegal. You can't exclude someone from a medical procedure because of their race. True. That's not only morally correct, but that is the law. So now that you elevate pregnancy or a related medical condition or childbirth to the same protected category as race, by virtue of defining it to be one of the meanings of sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity, you have the same religiously affiliated hospital. We do not perform abortions. Well, that would be discrimination. That would be like saying, we don't perform this surgery or this procedure on you because of your race. We will not perform this particular procedure on you because of our sincerely held religious beliefs regarding abortion, sterilization, whatever it may be. That will be a violation, Holly, of this federal law.
Yeah, I mean, before H.R. 5 came along, you had religious exemptions. And every time sex discrimination was written into the law, it was written to exclude abortion. So now they want to give Congress the power to take the word sex, and all of a sudden it becomes defined as sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, pregnancy, childbirth, or any related medical condition. It's just surreal.
So let's go back and emphasize what you just said. Every time the word discrimination on the basis of sex, which is male-female, mm-hmm. that's obvious, it's not sexual orientation, gender identity, has been mentioned in federal law, there have been these exclusions, clarifications. This does not apply to abortion, right? Mm-hmm. So that the federal government would not force private or public entities to perform abortion, number one, and certainly would not force the federal funding through Medicaid, Medicare, et cetera, of abortion. Now what this does is it removes that across the board, because this doesn't just amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It amends a whole laundry list of federal laws. It really, you know, Matt, when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats took control of the House, they were saying even before that in 2018, as they were anticipating the House control, that their two top agendas were LGBT and abortion.
Yep.
LGBT and abortion. And what do we have in this so-called Equality Act? LGBT and abortion on steroids.
Right.
Yeah, it's the extremist demands of these so-called progressive self-interest groups, the demands of the LGBT extremist agenda and the pro-abortion agenda. It's uncanny. This would be an end-around against all religious liberty protections, all pro-life restrictions at the state level or the federal level. It's unbelievable what they're trying to get away with here, and it has to be stopped.
And this also puts into jeopardy the Hyde Amendment, which is a law set forth to prohibit our taxpayer dollars from funding abortion. Well, that is put into jeopardy as well.
Mm-hmm. That's put into jeopardy, H.R. 5, because it's a federal law and because it has express statements, mm-hmm. preempts any federal law.
The Religious Freedom
that
Restoration
went before
Act.
It. Yeah. Yeah, and particularly, it specifically says the Religious Freedom Restoration Act cannot be used, cannot be claimed as a defense or a claim to the application of this law. So it expressly states that. And since it has express statements about abortion, doesn't say the word abortion, because they never do. You know, they always refer to it as something different. Pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition. What does
related
that include?
Medical conditions,
that's abortion,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A medical condition, having an abortion, related to childbirth, related to pregnancy. That's abortion. Just say it. That's what it is. So it preempts every other federal and state law to the contrary, that is in contradistinction, that's contrary to this law. It preempts it, takes precedent, including Medicaid, Medicare funding, the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment goes back to Henry Hyde. It was set aside, not followed during the Obama administration. President Trump reinstituted its enforcement. This law would do away with it. And that law yeah. says federal funds will not go to fund abortions. So your Medicaid, Medicare dollars and other federal money will not go to fund abortion. This will do away with that and require, Matt, federal funding of abortion, because it says that pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition shall not receive less favorable treatment than other physical conditions. So if you have a physical condition that's covered by Medicaid, Medicare, or even you can extend that to other private insurance, that means that you can't treat abortion different.
Right.
You have to cover it.
It effectively repeals the Hyde Amendment, and it effectively repeals the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which without overtly doing so, because they know there would be tremendous pushback.
Well, here's what we need to do, because there's no way on the House, I mean, this is a done deal on the House, but on the Senate, there's near enough majority almost. There's just a little bit less than the majority of the senators that support this, because you add all the Democrats on one side and maybe one or two Republicans, which you have with Susan Collins as one possibility of support. Where we can stop this, where we must stop this, is at the filibuster level. There needs to be a filibuster on the Senate. And in order to break that filibuster to get to the actual vote, you need 60 votes. That, my friend, is where we have to focus our attention. I can tell you what, this is not an exaggeration. Go to lc.org to learn more about this. lc.org, there's the icon there about this bill on the front page. You can also go to lc.org/HR5. /HR5. Learn about this. Tell your friends and family, your church members, your business colleagues, and take action now. There's information on how you can take action, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.